Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm joined by Brad Alberts, president and CEO of the Dallas Stars, on the KRLD Newsline. Brad, thank you for the time.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Exciting day for the Dallas Stars, the city of Northlake as well, as there is a big formal groundbreaking today. Tell us what you're starting construction on.
Yeah, well, it's the first of its kind here in the state of Texas, so we're really excited. It's a two-sheet ice facility and also 16-court volleyball and 8-court basketball facility with also some outdoor pickleball. So we're kind of incorporating three other sports now into our hockey growth. But we're really excited to get into the Fort Worth community for hockey and the other sports, and to continue to provide top tier facilities for all of the men and women, boys and girls that needed it here in the Metroplex.
This is going to be along 114 near 35W there in Northlake. Why that area? Why is that a key area to expand into?
Well, I think there's tremendous residential and commercial growth in that part of the city in the Metroplex. And certainly, like I said, we didn't have a facility in Fort Worth, and it's been one of those things that we've talked about for years, of trying to get a two-sheet ice facility over there to expand hockey into the Fort Worth area. So this accomplishes that with a great community there in Northlake. Their city officials have been fantastic to work with. They've got a vision as to what they're trying to create out there, and they trust us to be a part of it. So we're excited.
And like you said, easily accessible for a lot of the areas that are booming there, like Argyle and Roanoke and North Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And so at the addition of, the volleyball courts, the basketball courts, the pickleball as well, in addition to the ice rink, why is that a direction that you guys want to go with these multi-sport star centers?
We've talked about this before, and I think a lot of people know now. We're the owners of TAV, which is the largest girls volleyball club in the state. You know, over 500 girls are playing at TAV right now here in the DFW area. And so that really got us into the volleyball business. We needed a facility for them. And because of our scaling ability and all of our infrastructure that we had in place to own and operate the ice facilities, we found this to be a great growth engine for our business and expanding into what we'll call the gym space. And we've also formed a partnership with NY2LA, which is a big basketball event group out of Milwaukee that's going to make Dallas a hub. They're going to be bringing youth basketball tournaments to this area as well. So, we're excited about the growth in other sports that's definitely needed in the Metroplex. That's certainly something that we found as we got into this. And then the city of Northlake wanted to add some pickleball because of its popularity, too. So we're happy to do that.
Well, exciting stuff. When is this scheduled for completion?
I think about 18 months from now is where we're planning for. It's a big facility. Like I said, first of its kind. And, building the ice hockey rinks is what kind of extends the timeline on the construction of these things. But it'll be really, really awesome when it gets done in a great part of the Metroplex.
And I think a lot of that construction on 114 will be wrapped up too around that time. So it sounds like perfection. Well, if you don't mind, let's shift gears to your big hockey team. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right, let's do it, man. So you wrapped up the division. I could wrap up the conference as well. How impressed have you been with the team really kicking it into gear with this last month of the season?
Well, yeah, we've obviously had a great year. And I think you and I talked in October when we were going to get started. And I said we had to earn our way back to the playoffs. We couldn't, start in May where we ended. And we've done that. And I think we've done that in an incredible way. We've had a great year. The guys have been really consistent throughout the 6 months of the season, no extended losing periods, 111 points as we sit here today, Central Division champs. That's never an easy thing. And I give, so much credit to Jim Nill, his staff, Pete DeBoer, and our players for, really dedicating themselves to be great. And now we've earned ourselves, a chance to get back into the playoffs, and we'll see who we're going to play here in the next couple of days, and then we're going to go for it.
Absolutely. You guys have Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday. How have you seen the fan base come alive even more with the big big run last year and the great season this year?
Our fans have been great. Our team is as popular as it's ever been. And I was around in the late 90s and we were obviously popular, but the city has grown. It's expanded. You know, things have matured here. And, you know, the numbers that we're seeing are incredible. You know, we were sold out all year. We were sold out all last year. We're going to be sold out all next year. So our merchandise numbers are fantastic. We're working on fixing TV for everybody. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, and the youth sports that we've talked about, the growth in hockey for men and women, boys and girls is off the charts. It's never been better. We could build two more sheets of ice anywhere in the city right now and they'd be full. So I'm beyond excited about what, you know, lies in front of us here in the short term, and the future for the Dallas Stars is really good too.
What do you think the key to a long playoff run is? Because the margin for error is always so small in the NHL.
And it's going to be this year because there's a bunch of really good teams and we know that. I mean, we all know it's, you got to have great goaltending. You know, we do. We've got 100% faith in Jake. We got to stay healthy. Our team can score. So, you know, if you can put the puck in the net, you can do a lot of damage in the playoffs. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to do all those kind of things. You know, we've put ourselves in a great position to do it. So it's time to go now execute on the ice and see what we can do here for the next couple months.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.